DeepEnglish.com. The Wolfman Fluency Booster. Part A. Sean Ellis is sometimes called the Wolfman. He's not a monster. He's an animal researcher that studies wolves. What is Sean Ellis sometimes called? Sean Ellis is sometimes called the Wolfman. Is Sean a monster? No, he's not a monster. He's a wolf researcher. Sean isn't a normal researcher. Some people call him the Wolfman because of the unusual ways that he works with these wild animals. Unlike most animal researchers, he has almost become a wolf. Is Sean a normal researcher? No, Sean isn't a normal researcher. Why do they call Sean the Wolfman? They call Sean the Wolfman because of the unusual ways that he works with these wild animals. How is he different than most animal researchers? He has almost become a wolf. Wolves are very powerful and sometimes dangerous animals. Are wolves strong? Yes, they are powerful. Are wolves dangerous? Yes, sometimes they are dangerous. They can easily break bones and kill humans, but Sean is not afraid of them. Can they break bones and kill humans? Yes, they can easily break bones and kill humans. Is Sean afraid of wolves? No, he's not afraid. For almost 2 years, he lived, slept, ate, played, and hunted with a family of wolves in England. What did he do with the wolves? He lived, slept, ate, played, and hunted with wolves. How long did he live with the wolves? He lived with them for almost 2 years. For 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, he lived the life of a wolf. How many hours a day did he live with the wolves? He lived with them for 24 hours a day. How many days of the week did he live with the wolves? He lived with the wolves for 7 days a week. A family of wolves is called a pack. Sean didn't only join a pack of wolves, he became their leader. What do you call a family of wolves? A family of wolves is called a pack. Did Sean become the leader of the wolf pack? Yes, Sean became their leader. Sean grew up in a rural part of England. The local animals were his friends. Where did Sean grow up? He grew up in a rural part of England. Who were Sean's friends? The local animals were his friends. At a young age, Sean watched how the local foxes lived. As a young man, one of his first jobs was working in a game preserve. A game preserve isn't a normal park. A game preserve is a place where animals are kept for hunters to shoot and kill. What did Sean do at a young age? At a young age, Sean watched how the local foxes lived. What was one of his first jobs? One of his first jobs was working in a game preserve. What is a game preserve? A game preserve is a place where animals are hunted and killed. Sean loves animals. He didn't want them to die. He fed them and planned to help the foxes escape. When his boss found out, he was fired. How does Sean feel about animals? Sean loves animals. Did Sean kill the foxes? No, he didn't kill the foxes. He fed them. He planned to help them escape. What happened when his boss found out? When his boss found out, he was fired. Later in life, Sean joined the army and became a soldier. This experience as a soldier made Sean's body and mind strong. This prepared him for the tough life of living as a wolf. After the army, he became a wolf researcher. What kind of job did Sean have later in life? He was a soldier. What did his experience as a soldier do for his body and mind? This experience as a soldier made Sean's body and mind strong. What did he do after the army? He became a wolf researcher. He first learned about wolves from Native American researchers who studied and respected wolves. How did Sean first learn about wolves? He first learned about wolves from Native American Indian researchers. How did the Native Americans feel about the wolves? The Native Americans respected the wolves. He spent 7 years living with Indians and learning about the wolves and how they communicate. How long did Sean live with Native American Indians? He lived with them for 7 years. What did he learn about from the Indians? He learned about wolves and how they communicate.